Well, let's hear from Lawrence in Colchester. Hello, Lawrence.
Nice to talk to you again, Sheila.
You too.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Bit disturbing, that Danny, wasn't he? Mm. For my liking, anyway. Mm. I mean, I've got mixed-race children, and my wife, unfortunately, is no longer with me, but we were courting in the early 70s, and I lost her through cancer 16 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So... I think I'm a pretty good judge of character. I mean, growing up in Paddington Green with my girlfriend, my future wife, we went through hell. And the people that come over here from the Commonwealth and India contributed so much to this country. You've only got to look at the doctors, look at the guys on the underground, on the buses. They made this country great again. After the war.
Mm.
And the guys like that, Danny, they're extreme. And you know what I mean. And it frightens the living daylights out of me because this is happening, Sheila, throughout Europe now.
You see, the thing that fascinates me in a weird way about the views that Danny holds is that I would love, and Danny, if you're listening and you're prepared to do this, let's do it. I would love to sit in a room with Danny, with a couple of his friends who feel similarly to him, with you, with somebody who came over in the Windrush generation, perhaps with somebody from Poland or Romania today, and just let's have that nice English afternoon tea that I was, you know, half joking that was part of the culture he thinks he's losing, and just have those conversations out, see how they feel at the end of it. I wonder, has he ever sat down and spoken in earnest to somebody who's from somewhere else and found out what their story is? I doubt it. And